Hey, fans, welcome to Talking Baseball here on this beautiful Saturday afternoon as the Giants and Cardinals play game three of this four-game series. Giants trying to break this five-game losing streak. First time they've lost five in a row. You have to go back to August of 2020. They've lost seven of eight, and they've run into a very tough Cardinals team here in the first couple of games. The Cards' defense, outstanding. The Cards' bullpen, even better. And last night, we got to see a pitcher throw 100, 101, 102 at the Giants, and that was Helsley, who ended up getting the win last night as the Cardinals came back late and won that game last night 3-2 over the Giants. The Cardinals 3-6-0, the Giants 2-7-0. Helsley the winner, he's 1-0. Duvall the loser, 0-1. Gallegos got the save last night, number 6. Wasn't simple. Attendance of 28,898, and it was 2 hours, 52 minutes, and a home run by Harrison Bader, and as he got it down the left field line. So the Giants lose it last night 3-2. But as I say, the Cardinals playing great defense, great bullpen, and the Giants right now, the offense is not happening. Well, let's see what happens today. Time for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and soon in Novato. The Cardinals have won three straight, and they trail the Brewers by 2.5 in the National League Central. For the Giants, the Dodgers lead the West at 16-7, then San Diego 18-9, then Colorado 15-11, then the Giants 14-12, and believe it or not, Arizona a half a game behind the Giants. They've won four straight. They are 14-13. Well, let's talk about today's pitching matchup. Steven Matz is on the hill for the St. Louis Cardinals, and you remember him. He's a left-hander. He's 30 years old. He played for the New York Mets, and he also played for the Toronto Blue Jays and signed as a free agent with the Cardinals. He's about number 3 or 4 in their rotation. 30 years old, 142nd major league start. He's trying to even his lifetime record. He's 48-49. Now, in the five games, 3-1 with a 4.56 earned run average, but a whip of 1.44. So people can get on base, but you're not going to get on base by walking. 23 2/3 innings pitched, 29 hits, 12 runs given up, only one homer. I think that ball is deadened anyway, so I think home runs are something that we have not seen enough of this year. But five walks and 27 strikeouts for him. He's got a 5.4 strikeout-to-walk ratio, which is absolutely excellent. All right, batting average against Mets, .296. Now, lefties, and you think the Giants still could put some lefties in this lineup, especially in the outfield. Lefties, 8-for-20 with an .879 OPS. Righties, 21-for-78 with a homer, .685 OPS. So maybe you want to have some lefties in this lineup today against Steven Matz. He's been good on the road, like some of the pitchers we've seen the last couple of weeks. First pitch, jump on him, 8-for-12 with a home run. Now, this is a control guy who probably wants to get ahead of you. 8-for-12 with a home run. No solos. The one home run he did give up was with a runner on base. All right, now, you get people on. That earned run average is .456. Runners in scoring position, 7-for-21. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 4-for-11. Now, the first time through the lineup, 14-for-45, 3-11. Then it's 11-for-40, 2.75. And finally, 4-for-13, 3.08. So he is hittable. And you can stay close to him, and it sounds like you get some runners on base, you can do some damage there. Crawford, 3-for-6. Slater, 2-for-8. I'm sure we'll see him in there today. Flores, 1-for-2. Jock Peterson, 0-for-2, and Yaz is 0-for-1. All right, now the good news for Giant fans on this beautiful Buster Posey day. This is what makes baseball special. A day like this, you'll remember it for the rest of your life if you're out there today, and, of course, if you're following it on the radio or TV today. Buster Posey Day, it is what makes baseball the special sport it is. All right, so they turn to the guy today, Logan Webb. He loves pitching at home. He doesn't lose at home. He's been terrific at Oracle Park. He really has. 25 years old, 3-1 with a .326 earned run average. The whip is 129. Now, he hasn't been great. He's been extremely effective, really, believe me. Maybe the command has not been perfect for him. 30 and a third innings, 33 hits given up, 11 runs, a homer, just one, 6 walks and 20 strikeouts. So the ratio is still pretty good. But his last two, and he's gotten hit, and we're talking Mets and Washington here, 12 and two-thirds, 18 hits, 6 runs, a homer, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Now, the changeup probably is not working for him as much as he would like, because lefties 20 for 59 with a homer and a 930 OPS. Righties, he's eating them up. He's eating up the righties with the slider and the changeup and the good fastball inside. 13 for 61 with a 496 OPS. Like Matt's, you may want to swing early. First pitch, 6 for 13 against him. Runners in scoring position, he's had some trouble. 9 for 26 with 2 out, 5 for 14. First time through the lineup, 286. Second time through, 318. And then by that time, the Giants usually give him a lead. As I say, he's been undefeated at home this year and last year. By the time he gets that third time through, he's got a lead, and he becomes very, very tough. 6 for 32, a 188 batting average at that point. Up and down the lineup for the Cardinals, no one really hits him that well. Arenado, 1 for 7. Bader, 1 for 1. Okay, Carlson, 0 for 2. He got the big hit last night on a fastball from Duvall right down the middle. DeJong, who couldn't hit me right now, boy, is he messed up. 2 for 4, believe it or not, with a homer. Edmund, 2 for 4. Goldschmidt, 2 for 4. Molina, 1 for 4. O'Neill, he's really struggling, 1 for 2. And I don't know, maybe we'll see Pujols today. I doubt it. But he is 0 for 4. So that's our setup of the game today for Perry's preview. We always enjoy doing that. Steven Matz, Logan Webb, on a beautiful day for baseball and a very, very special day in Giants history. For all the fans who get to see it or hear it, you will remember this forever. It really is what makes baseball special. All right, let's talk a little bit about the league offense right now. 233 batting average, 307 on base, 373 slugging. And we'll talk about this with the professor tomorrow morning about, is the ball deader? Have they changed the baseball? Has the humidor made a difference here? Because that launch angle swing that everyone has loved here for the last few years is really yielding fly balls to the warning track now. Maybe you got to be a little bit more like Louis Gonzalez. We'll talk about him tomorrow, too. I love the way he plays and use the whole field and go the other way. Freddie Freeman does it, too. So we'll have to see how that affects the ball today. Neither Matz nor Webb really are home run pitchers, so we'll have to see. They both give up a lot of hits, though, and we could see an interesting game that way today. I want to mention a couple of things. One, today is Kentucky Derby Day, which makes me think of Sam Spear, who was a dear friend and, of course, a staple of KMBR with his horse racing show, and he passed away this winter. Sam Spear, we miss you, especially today. And Mr. C, he was a great entertainer. Mr. C, Howard Cosell in heaven, and we had him on the show many times, and he passed away yesterday, Ernie Orozco, after a long battle with lung cancer. So I want to mention those two today. The Giants, in their last four losses, they've scored 5 runs. Wow. How'd you like Alex Cobb last night? 14 swings and misses on the splitter. And overall, he was 19 swings and misses. First pitch, strike, 17 of 19 times. Wow. Alex Cobb really, really pitched well last night. The Cardinals, as I say, 23 pitches in the game last night at 100 miles or more. And that has been the story. The bullpen of the Cardinals has just saved them time after time. Interesting moves by Gabe Kapler last night that plated the 2 runs that the Giants got in the 3-2 loss. Gonzalez, a base hit in that inning. Vossler, a key walk. Key walk. Vossler had a good game last night. Bart doesn't strike out, which is critical here because Bart has struck out 28 times in 51 at-bats. And he actually hits into a fielder's choice to make it first and third. Then Slater drew back to the mound, and now it's second and third. And he brings Ruff in to hit at this point. And Ruff, who's been a terrible slump, just muscles one about 70 miles an hour past the shift into right field. and two runs scored, and the Giants then tied it up 2-2. So Edmund hit that triple off the bricks, and then, of course, Duvall came in and got Arenado. But the Giants just couldn't stop the Cardinals later on in the game, as the Cardinals end up winning the game 3-2. Edmund just missed a home run on that triple, but Duvall came in for Rodgers and got a big, big out, getting Arenado with runners at first and third after Rodgers walked Goldschmidt. So the game had a lot of exciting moments last night. It really did. It was a good game. It was exciting. Giants ended up on the wrong side of the 3-2 score, but there were a lot of plays last night, a lot of baseball plays to talk about, and we'll have fun talking about it on the show today. All right, Arizona, as I said, they've won four straight, 6 of 7, 8 of 10. How about that? And, of course, the Dodgers are taking on the Cubs today in a doubleheader at Wrigley Field. We saw Lamont Wade come back last night. It's good to see him. And the debut of Sean Gelly. We've been waiting for this for a couple of years. 6'11½", the tallest pitcher ever. I don't care what John Rauch says. This guy's taller. And he threw a fabulous seventh inning. Fabulous. He's got command. 1-2-3 in the seventh inning, and I hope he stays for a while, because if you get option back now, you got to stay 15 days. That 10-day thing is no longer the issue now that they had earlier in the season. If you get option back, it's 15 days, and you can only be optioned 5 times in a year. So Giants have to be aware of that as well. All right, so much to talk about. It's a pleasure being with you today. Susan Slusser of the Chronicle is coming up. We've got a good show for you. It is a special day at the ballpark. More coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.